This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jam. Let's jump right into it. We'll go to the Okunard Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870, where we find Tom in Houma. Tom, you're on the air. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, fantastic. Ian, I got an idea to help out with some of this Russian disinformation.
Okay. What is it?
All right. I say we make WWL the arbiter of truth and false online. Bear with me now. I know this sounds extreme.
I'm with you.
I say that we elect you to be the arbiter of this. And the way how we're going to have to ask you to do this is you open up Twitter or you open up one of your apps. Anytime you see something that you don't like, you tell this person, report to the WWL radio station, you're getting a spanking. You're going to spank them. Now, when you see something that you like, you tell them to come on down to the station, and you say, you did a good job, and then you give them kisses. This way, you're using positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement, and you can finally get everybody to say everything that you want them to say. And, I mean, who better than you to do that? You're on the radio.
Well, do I have to spank them? I don't want to spank strangers, really. Maybe there's another thing. I could wag my finger at them or something.
If that suits you better. I mean, but I think that spanking them would probably be more of a deterrent, don't you?
I don't know, man. Tom, I have conversations with people all the time where I say, hey, I know that you probably don't think that you're doing this, and you're not going to believe me when I tell you that you're doing this, but you are repeating Russian propaganda. And I don't know if you're doing that because you have been fed it by the Russians, but the things that you are saying is exactly what Russian propagandists want Americans to say. So in that moment,
slow down.
Okay, sorry.
Russians want Americans to go down to the radio station for you to give them kisses and spanks. And by the way,
what? No.
I just wanted you to know, for the record, you actually objected to the spankings, but you didn't say anything about the kisses. So I'm going to assume you're good with that.
Well, I wanted to start with the spanking, but I'm going to brought it out. I don't really want to be spanking or kissing anyone.
I don't want kisses.
Can I? Well, look, Tom,
you
need to have to think about this.
You want to see in the world.
That's a good message, Tom. I appreciate it. I don't think that I am like the arbiter of truth. You know, I'm going to get things wrong just as like as anybody else is.
Who is?
We have to do that as a collective, Tom. The way that we do that is to trust each other. I have a fast answer for you here, Tom. The way that we decide what's true and what's false is we look at who is saying it. And if the people that are telling us things...
That's an awful idea. Because let me tell you how I do it. I say, if it comes out of Ian Hoke's mouth on WWL, it's all true.
Well, that's good for me, but I don't. That's not my mission. That's not part of what I'm trying to... I'm not trying to say, like, it's true because I said it.
Now Ian Hoke is spreading Russian disinformation.
I am, Tom. I reject that.
I'm not sure. You're going to have to be the arbiter of it.
Do I have to go in the back and spank myself now?
I don't think that's PC.
It's up to you, really.
Whose office am I supposed to do that in? Mine?
That you shouldn't. Well, I mean, if you say you shouldn't, I would argue it's Russian disinformation. And, you know, appropriate action needs to be taken.
Look, I'm going to take it up with the corner office, Tom. We'll figure out what the best way is to do it. Thank you for calling in. And let me just say this. The way that we determine what's true and false in this society is you score people on their credibility. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with Dan Frumkin. If you have somebody who you believe is acting in good faith, who has a demonstrable track record of truth-telling and earning your trust, that person, I think, holds a better chance of telling you the truth in the present moment as opposed to somebody else where there's no evidence that they're operating in good faith and you look behind them and there's a comet tail of lies and deception and misinformation and noise. Anybody is capable of telling a lie. Anybody is capable of telling a truth. But if you're asking me, how do we as a society decide who's worth trusting? You have to kind of zoom out and say, what has this person been right or wrong about before? For example, if you have somebody that says, you know, eating Fruit Loops for three meals a day is good for your teeth. Okay, that sounds like a lie. That doesn't quite pass the smell test. And then you say, well, who's telling us that? Let's look at what this person's track record is. Oh, this person has been telling us for 50 years that eating sugar cereals are good for your teeth. And we know that that's wrong because there's a lot of evidence to the contrary. And the people who are experts in the field, your dentist, your orthodontists, etc., they have evidence that says sugar cereals are bad for your teeth. So why are you going to listen to that person? I don't think you should. I hope that that made some sense. It was kind of a convoluted metaphor, but I'm doing my best here.
Ian, I'm not comfortable with the idea of you spanking anything.
I'm not spanking anybody. Okay. Don't. Well. No, I'm not spanking anybody.
Why'd you hesitate just now?
Well, because I don't want to speak overly broadly. You don't know my life. This got too personal. On the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line, here's a text that says, when facts don't fit your narrative, you just say, I'm sure they are lying. No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about me? Are you saying when facts don't fit my narrative, you just say, I'm sure they're lying? I absolutely do not do that. Scoot does not do that. If there are facts that don't fit my narrative, that either means I need to change my narrative or I need to more closely examine what the facts are that are apparently in contradiction of my narrative. My initial impulse is not to assume that everything that challenges my beliefs is a lie. There are a lot of people in this audience who immediately hear something that they've never heard before that doesn't make sense to them at first blush, and they call it a lie. And that's no way to go through life, brothers and sisters. That will exhaust you. Here's a text that says, please tell Ian to tell that last caller he needs to stop, get out of the house more. He just does not realize they got people out here that pay money to be spanked. If Ian does what he says, Ian won't have to be on the radio. He'll be spending all his time spanking people. I can't believe we're still talking about it. I don't want to be spanking people.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
See how quickly the show can derail just from one phone call? You spend all
yes,
these hours
I know.
Choosing songs,
Look
picking
at
up topics, all
those
papers.
I did.
And some guy just says spanking on the air, and then everything goes to crap.
Here's a text that says, nowadays you have to say no Diddy after saying something questionable, LOL. Oh, like if you say something that's kind of off color or you say no Diddy.
Right. It used to be no homo, but yeah, they changed it to no Diddy.
Yeah, we're not saying no homo anymore.
You know, I did a fun thing this weekend. So now there's this thing on X on social media where everyone's like posting Diddy next to the person that they hate the most. So it's like they show pictures of like Diddy with Oprah, Diddy with Harvey Weinstein, or Diddy with Kamala Harris, or Diddy with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And then like on other social media networks, they show pictures of Diddy with like Donald Trump. So I've been doing like both at the same time. I've been going to like liberal leaning accounts and posting pictures with Diddy with liberal people.
Yeah.
And then going to like conservative accounts and posting pictures with Diddy with Donald Trump and other conservatives. It's just a fun game to see how everybody's like defending their guy, but at the same time bashing the opposite. It's like y'all both are doing the exact same thing, and it was pretty entertaining.
That is high use of your time in social media, Coleman. I like that. You know, it is just, and this is another sort of side part. You see all these clips and videos of Diddy talking to people and hanging out with people, and they're like Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Lopez and like Aaliyah. And they're talking about how I went to Diddy's party last night, and they kind of like roll their eyes and then change the subject. And it really makes you think, like, God, the breadcrumbs were there all along.
Yeah, but we didn't have social media like we did back then. Like when he was with Jennifer Lopez, like the late 90s, it wasn't, like you said, we had dial up. So the information didn't move as fast.
It didn't move quite. Yeah, you had to wait for the picture to load from the top down, you know, slowly, like one line at a time. Here's a text that says, Ian, spank you very much. Another texter says, I'm uncomfortable now. Well, join the line, bud. Everybody's uncomfortable here. I got to scroll down pretty far to find a text that isn't about spanking. Let's see here. Here's a text that says, what do you mean stupid? And this texter is talking about Donald Trump saying that early voting is stupid right before he told everybody to go early vote. What do you mean stupid? Stupid was the plan of the Democrats to start early voting. That's why it's favored by the Democrats. How long did we vote on election day with exceptions made only for people that had a demonstrable need? It's just a stupid plan by the Democrats to enable them to screw up the vote of the real people. Bobby, a MAGA Republican. Well, hey, listen, thanks for listening to the show, Bobby. I appreciate your comment here. Democrats have the bulk of the early vote because Democrats live in places where there's lots of people and voting takes a very long time. And if you're in a small town or somewhere out in the suburbs or exurbs and you can just waltz right into your polling station and then waltz right back out on election day, that is a blessing. And I hope that you appreciate that. Because people that live in more dense communities and more big cities sometimes get stuck in line literally all day long. And if you've never had to do that, you know, put yourself in somebody else's shoes and say, I can't wait to get up and go vote for my preferred candidate. I know how I'm voting for president and all the down ballot races. I studied my constitutional amendments. I know the issues. I know the people. I'm exercising my God-given right as an American to choose my leadership and help steer the direction of my community and my country. And you show up and there's 800 people in line in front of you. And some of those people have already been there for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. That doesn't feel fair, does it? Because if you don't have time, either because you got to go back to work or you got to go pick up your kid from school or you got to stop by the pharmacy, that is an undue burden on your right to vote. So that's why we have early voting for people who cannot afford to take 6, 8, 10 hours out of their day, their busy lives, to go stand in line. That's why we have early voting. And that happens more often to people in big cities who more often than not vote democratically. So that's why I think, Bobby, there's this perception on your part that this is a thing designed by Democrats to benefit Democrats. That's not that far off the mark, but the reasoning that you're applying here is a little bit different. Here's a text that says, Ian, what are your sources since everyone else's sources are not valid? Hey man, don't hand that to me. I'm not saying everyone else's sources are not valid. That is way too broad of a stroke. If people want to tell me what their sources are, then I can offer what I think is an honest assessment about whether or not that's a good source or not. You know, people ask here on all the time, like, okay, well, you know, if you don't think X, Y, or Z is a good source for news, where do you go for news? And I always say WWL.com, obviously, Associated Press, Reuters, BBC, a couple others. That's a great place to start. If you're just looking for just the facts, that's great. If you're looking for political opinion, there's lots and lots of other places you can get that. And a lot of those opinion columns and editorial pieces will hopefully be rooted in fact, but you have to be able to understand the difference between, you know, what's like firsthand reporting that somebody else bases an opinion on and what's an opinion that someone just plucked out of thin air because that's what they want to believe. What are my sources? Too many to count, honestly. I mean, the first couple websites I read every day are WWL.com, NOLA.com, Washington Post, Politico, Fox News, a couple others. I go to FARC. FARC is a news aggregator that pulls in stories from all sorts of different places, left, right, and center. I trust the networks. I trust CBS and ABC and NBC generally. I understand that there is a possibility that there could be a bias there. But usually I'm not going to those websites for political opinion. I'm going to those places to see, oh, somebody got shot, or there was an accident here, or this piece of legislation got passed, you know, that sort of stuff. All right, I'm a little bit late here. I'll read more of your text messages when I get back, but we'll step away. If you want to talk about anything besides spanking, good God, we can do that. And coming up at 3:25, I'm going to talk to Dan Fox. He's the editor-in-chief of Anti-Gravity Magazine. Do you still read print newspapers and magazines? I do, but just one. Literally just one, Anti-Gravity Magazine. It's a good little magazine. So what role do print publications like Anti-Gravity, the sort of alt-weekly or alt-monthlies, what role do they have to play in the media landscape, and how can they serve content and address issues at the local level? We'll talk to Dan Fox about that at 3:25. Till then, it's just you and me, Ian Hoken for Scoot. Stick around.